Old boys treat Kate so right. Mama, it's understood when it comes to dancing. Kate's so good. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. And I'm shaking like my sister Kate.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Sarah's army got drowned. Oh, your foot might slip and your soul get lost. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. One more time. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you
You all help us by being quiet. Be quiet. And let's welcome Heather Vick. Heather and her sister Terry.
We're gonna try to do it again. It's gonna be fun to try to do this. Thank you.
Well, the preacher went out walking, and it was on one Sunday morn. Of course, it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But then on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
Well, the bear sat down in the middle of the road, just mean as he could be. And the preacher commenced to shaking, and he climbed up the cinnamon tree. And the bear stood up and he rolled his eyes and he shook his ugly. Bible ahead. And the preacher looked up to the skies, and these are the words he said. And these are the words he said. Oh, Lord,
oh, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den.
Uh-huh. He delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrews shook from the fiery furnace of a good but sweet land. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Now, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, the bear commenced to climb the tree, and that made the preacher soar. The preacher climbed still higher till he couldn't climb no more. Well, just about then this limb gave away, and they both come a-tumbling down. And when that preacher began to pray, you could hear him 4 miles all around. Oh, Lord!
Oh, Lord, deliver Daniel from the lion's den.
Deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrews took from the fiery furnace of the cookbook to declare. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear.
Well, they fought all the way down to the river, and it was a terrible fight. That bear was really laying it on, but the preacher, well, he was doing all right. He dragged that beast right down in the water. It was 3 times in and out. Then the bear got up and he limped away, and the preacher, he began to shout.
Oh, Lord,
oh, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den.
Hardest job I ever done was baptizing that bear. Now the hardest job I ever done was baptizing that bear. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den.
Delivered Jonah
from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrews children from the fiery furnace of the good declare. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear.
That's the story of the preacher and the bear.
Once was a farmer who took a young miss in back of the barn, where he gave her a
lecture on chickens and horses and eggs, and told her that she had such beautiful
manners that suited the girl of his charms, the girl that he wanted to taking his
washing and ironing, and then if she did, they could get married and raise lots of sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
Thank you.
All right, here's Dan Tillinghast. Gina Freeman, go to the information center, please.
Hey, this one's on. This is not Dan Tillinghast on my right. That's Barbara Mueller. Those of you that have seen us on previous shows, I came waltzing in with an umbrella and found this drowned rat, so now we have Barbara. We're going to do a couple of songs that Barbara and I have had a great deal of fun singing together here at the Folk Festival. And you've heard quite a few other people do, I'm sure, from time to time. Ready? Is it on? You're on. Good. I don't guarantee any tuning on this stable today.
Hey, if I break a G string, I may not.
You break your G string, we're in trouble.
On that happy note. Well, when we gonna get married, married, married? When we gonna get married, my dear old Buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon we'll marry next Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I reckon we'll marry next Sunday. That is, if the weather be good. Not
well,
much chance.
How are you going to come to the wedding, wedding, wedding? How are you going to come to the wedding, my dear old Buffalo boy?
I reckon I'll come to my ox cart, ox cart, ox cart. Reckon I'll come to my ox cart, that is if the weather be good. Not even if the weather be good.
Well, who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, my dear old Buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring my children, children, children. I reckon I'll bring my children, that is, if the weather be good. Why, yes, I got five children, happy, healthy children. Yes, I have five children, maybe six if the weather be good.
There ain't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. There ain't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather be good.
Huh. Well, I got $5 million, dollars, dollars. I got $5 million. 6 if the weather be good.
When you're gonna get married, get married, get married. When you're gonna get married, my dear,
dear little buffalo.
Buffalo.
Why don't you go over his mic? This one is Dan.
It is?
Yeah.
That one's
on,
Vic.
Go over to his mic now.
Hello there.
Now we need
it. I'll speak to him. Hello, Daddy.
I'm getting pneumonia.
I think it's going to be a common disease.
Yes.
Taking us both of them now? If we don't electrocute the engineers... Now we're back in business. Howard Cosell should feel like this, right? Lead on.
Henry! Oh, Henry!
Hey, Liza, what you want?
Come here, I need some water.
Water?
Water! Will you?
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza. There's a hole, a big one.
Well, fix it.
I didn't know his name was Henry. I thought it was J.C.
Would you all that are standing up please sit down so the folks that were sitting down could see the show?
Watch everybody's eyes.
You don't get any wetter standing up than sitting down. It's a known fact.
What?
Honest. How you doing over there, Dan, baby?
We're going to fix that hole in the bucket yet.
Well, I think you ought to. It ain't raining tonight. This is Love Drops from Heaven.
22 years of the folk festival and it has never failed to rain, right?
Right. Only on one night does it rain.
Okay.
Comma. Well, fix it, dear Henry. Dear Henry. Dear Henry. Well, fix it, dear Henry. Dear Henry. Fix it.
Speaking of this one.
Now we're on this one. All right.
You talk to this one.
Is this one working? Yeah.
Say hello.
Goodbye. I'm leaving.
Hello.
Oh, hello. All right. I think...
Progress. We'll fight it.
All right. I've told him to fix it.
How should I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what should I fix it, dear Liza? With what? I don't believe this one.
With straw, dear Henry. Dear Henry, dear Henry, with straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, with straw.
With a straw?
With a straw.
It's a big straw, right?
Yes. A whole bale.
But the straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza. The straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Then cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, then cut it. Dear Henry, dear Henry, cut it.
With what should I cut it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what should I cut it, dear Liza? With what?
With an axe. Dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, with an axe. Dear Henry, dear Henry, with an axe.
But the axe is too dull, dear Liza, dear Liza. The axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Then sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Sharpen it.
With what should I sharpen it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what should I sharpen it, dear Liza? With what?
With
with a stone. Dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry with a stone. Dear Henry with a stone.
I don't believe this verse.
I don't either. Go ahead, hit him with it.
The stone is too dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, you gotta wet it, but I didn't expect this. Then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Wet it.
With what should I wet it, dear Liza, with what should I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
Would you believe Coca-Cola?
Miss Spider.
Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water.
With what should I fetch it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what should I fetch it, dear Liza, with what?
In the bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. In the bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry. In the bucket.
But there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Thank you very much.
Where are we running on time? Am I due to get off or not? I'll get off if you want. One song? Thanks, Mike, for yelling sing fast. I heard you. It's a long, rough road from Spencer to Danville, and it lies in a 3-mile curve. Now, that's fast. I'm going to start over. Well, they handed him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Pete, you're way behind time. This ain't 38, no, it's old 97, gotta put her into Spencer on time. So he turned around and said to his black, greasy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that White Oak Mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. It's a long, rough road from Spencer to Danville, and it lies in a 3-mile curve. Was in this curve that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump he made. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour, when a whistle broke into scream. And they found him in the wreck, with his hand on the throttle, all scalded to death by the steam. All you railroad wives, now take this here warning, from this time forth and on. Never say harsh words to your kind, loving husband. He may leave you and never return. Thank you, folks.
Okay. Let's welcome Retha Marshall. And I don't know whether her children are still with her or not, but she was going to bring them up with her. Come on, Retha.
Rock and roll. singing to you.
I'm going to sing a number for you that I sing to my children at night. Precious Lord, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home when my way grows dark. Precious Lord, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Never reach perfection, but Lord, I try. Sometime I've even lost connection, but Lord, I try. Sometimes right, Lord, sometimes wrong, hoping someday to be strong. That's when I'll arise and sing the song, Lord, I try. Lord, I try. Lord, I try. I've tried to be just what you have me to be. Sometimes was I, Lord, down, almost level to the ground, but still I'm climbing round. down by the run. Lord, I've tried. I've not lived free from sin. Lord, I've tried. Not from down, deep from within. But Lord, I've tried. Rock of ages, lay for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Free from temptation, life on sea. Lord, I've tried. Lord, I've tried. Lord, I've tried. I've tried to be just what you'd have me to be. Sometimes up, Lord, sometimes down, almost level to the ground. Still I'm climbing round by round. Lord, I try. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's letter. We're soldiers of the cross. Every round goes higher, Lord, higher. Every round goes higher, every round goes higher, Lord, higher. We're soldiers of the cross. Do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think I make a soldier? Do you think I make a Lord soldier? I'm a soldier worthy. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's. We're soldiers was after all.
All right, the Johns combo, are you ready? All right. Barbara? How about classical guitar, Bob Patterson? And Rick Norcross. Where's Nick? He's a trooper.
How do you run out of guitar? Okay, while we're getting set up here and drawing off the guitar.
Jackie McGowan.
Yes, Jackie's going to be doing something with me, holding a guitar. There you are. For those of you out there who are Episcopalians, you know, deacons can't give blessings, but you get two deacons together. You ready? What are we going to do?
Make fools of ourselves.
Right.
What's the matter with you, little mother? I'm bringing you a chair.
No, too late. Hang on there. Okay.
La la.
Here, you know my band of over there.
Careful. Does this mean we're engaged?
Oh, here. Be careful. Okay. Lock my hands out here.
One cold frosty night.
One cold frosty
yes.
night.
This is a Beers family song, and Jackie doesn't know the song, but she's going to sing it with me, and so are you. And it goes like this: One cold frosty night, and you sing. One cold frosty night.
One cold frosty night.
Right.
Ooh, I did that night.
It was in the winter.
What?
It was in the winter.
It was in the winter.
No, you don't sing that. Two foxes went out for some prey. They trotted along in frolicking song to cheer their long lily way, way, way. Stop it. To cheer their long lily way. That's
way,
your part.
Way.
Oh. Yeah.
This is like making butter.
First line and the last line. Will you stop it? I know. She stops it all the time. Okay. Let's try that verse. One cold frosty night.
One cold frosty night.
I believe. It was in the winter. Two foxes went out for some prey. They trotted along in frolicking song to cheer their long lily way, way, way.
To cheer
their long lily way. Right. They trotted along.
They trotted along.
In hopes to find a rabbit or a goose astray. Till at last they came to some better game in the farmer's barn by the way, way, way.
In the farmer's barn by the way.
On the roofs there sat. Some chickens, very, very fat. That's a fox he could wish for his dinner. So they went till they came up to a hole in the ground, and they both went in like sinners, sinners, sinners.
And they both went in like sinners.
They both went in. With a squeeze and a grin. And the chickens, they were quickly killed. One fox, he munched and he feasted and he lunched till his belly was fair lily filled.
till his belly was fairly filled.
What key is that? Asia Minor? Yeah. X?
The other fox was wise. Wise guy. The other
fox was wise.
He looked all around with both of his eyes and would heartily eat at all. For when he came in with a squeeze and a grin, he noticed that the hole was small, small, small. He noticed that the hole was small. The other fox, you see, turned very, very red from embarrassment. At the end of a farmer's pole, he got that way with a wick and a whack, and his bottom corked up in a hole, hole, hole.
And his bottom corked up in a hole.
This is an X-rated song.
What?
That was an X-rated song?
An X-rated song, yes. Now it's your turn.
Now we're going to do a gesture. No.
My turn?
Yeah,
that's
what
your
is
turn.
My turn? Oh, no.
What are you going to do? What's that song we were singing a minute ago outside?
What?
Want to sing some more? It helps dry off. Okay. At least it keeps your insides dry.
Thought you said it was my turn.
Huh?
Nice song.
Now you sing whatever Jackie sings.
Okay.
Ain't you got a
ride? Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a ride
to the tree of life?
You've come a long way.
You've come a long way. Come a long way.
Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a ride to the tree of life?
So rocky was the road.
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 Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a ride? The tree of life.
I know that you're tired.
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 Ain't you got a right?
Hey, ain't you got a right to the tree of life?
My life will be sweeter.
A life will be sweeter.
A life will be sweeter.
A life will be sweeter.
Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a ride to the tree of life?
Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a ride?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a ride?
You know you've got a right. The tree of a life.
You can tell all my brothers. You can tell all my brothers.
You can tell all your brothers.
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right to the tree of a life?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right? You know you got a right to the tree of a life.
Want to sing another one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is by popular demand or request or something or other, an English music hall song, and it has a chorus that goes like this.
So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. Now that's your part. And make it sound as wet and soggy as you can make it sound. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I didn't say you were going to make it sound like it's underwater. Completely. Well, not completely submerged. Once more. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. Our old cat died last night. The wife said bury it out of sight. We don't have a yard because we're living in a flat. So what was I to do with the body of the cat? A big brown paper bag I spied and popped our dear old cat inside. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I went into a pub to have a whiskey neat, and gently laid me burden underneath the seat. I hadn't gotten more than halfway down the town when I heard a voice behind me. Here's your parcel, Mr. Brown. I had to stop and give the bloody fool a half a crown for bringing me the body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I heaved it in the river, but the hero of some play jumped right in to save it, crying hip, 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 hooray. He says to me, I don't do this as a rule, and so I'm rather wet and also rather cool. Well, I had to take me trousers and give them to the fool for bringing me the body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. Yeah. I crept up some stairs as quiet as any mouse and gently laid me burden on the doorstep of an house. The door flew open and a lady dressed in blue says, Pardonnez-moi, monsieur, but do you parlez-vous? I says, good heavens, no, my dear, got better things to do and skedaddled with me body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. As I was going homeward, my feet began to drag, when I thought I felt a movement from inside the bag. I looked inside and heard a plaintive meow. Don't worry, Tabby said, it's all right now. And there were seven little bodies in the bag. So off I went with the bodies in the bag, the bodies in the bag, ta-ra-ra. Thank you very much.
We're going to do some ethnic songs for you. These come from West by God, Tampa. All three of them were written in Tampa, and they're not really that old, but they're Tampa songs. We like to come up here and spread a little bit of Tampa rather thinly at White Springs. It could have been Chick Smith, so, you know, he's a used car dealer, Cousin Tillman. This is a song that was written in Tampa about a year ago by Mike Baldwin. He's here, huddled under a tree someplace. Just 14, the country seems to me a wide-eyed, barefoot boy's dream.
I left home to ride the rodeo. To the boss I said, I'm young, I know. Got to have a chance to help me now. Got to ride on with your Wild West show. He said, Wild West heroes, we've got plenty, son. But as for clowns, we've got room for one. And life is like a small town rodeo. You've got to learn to ride it, this I know. One dusty day I met a rodeo queen born on the circuit named Norma Jean. Wanted her so bad I could not speak. And finally when I talked to her, I knew I'd never ever have that girl. She only loved her pa, he died before the crowd. She only lets those big time cowboys hang around. I stand and wait with painted smile, I'm just a clown. And life is like a small town rodeo. You've got to learn to ride it, this I know. I run before the bull, smile at the crowd. They laugh when I fall, cause I'm the clown. All the while I think of Norma Jean. Someday if I ever have that girl, I'll smile for real for all the world. Proudest clown in all the rodeo. The arena's hush, the bull comes charging down. Who gets the horns, the cowboy or the clown? And life is like a small town rodeo. You've got to learn to ride it, this I know. You've got to ride that rodeo. You've got to ride that rodeo. You've got to ride that rodeo. You've got to ride that rodeo.
Thank you very much. This is a friend I'd like to introduce you to, or to you, to him. This is Pete Yarkunis, here on my right. Fingers Yarkunis, we call him, in the guitar business. This is Pete's third time up here at the festival with me. The next one we'd like to do is a tune about a street singer. We had a request to do this again. I hope if any of you heard it last night, you could probably teach the chorus to some other people, I guess. This is in the key of D, those of you who are taking notes. God bless you, ma'am. That's his job. This is a song about a street singer from London who is still there singing in the streets. Have you seen old Meg the Busker singing down on Leicester Square? She's the pride of West End London, she's a part history there. Sometimes Meg sings on the Soho, sometimes on the Charing Cross. Sings her songs just slightly toothless, picks up shillings, tourist toss. Here's the chorus. She sings there, I'll fly away, oh Lordy, I'll fly away. Do 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 do, some sweet morning I'll fly away. Meg sings in the dead of winter, in the foggy spring and fall. Each year for her Christmas concert, Meg sings outside the Albert Hall. Meg don't play no mission trumpet, concertina, or guitar. She just stands outside the playhouse, lifts her voice both loud and far. She sings there, I'll fly away, oh Lordy, I'll fly away. Do do do, some sweet morning, I'll fly away, fly away.
You can always spot Omeg. She wears an old wool coat so long, an old silk scarf tied round her head as she sings her gospel song. Old Meg has just one ambition, that it's all, and that's to fly to New York City to sing outside Carnegie Hall. She'll sing there, I'll fly away, oh Lordy, I'll fly away. Do-do-do, some sweet morning, I'll fly away, fly away. Have you seen old Meg the busker singing down on Leicester Square? She's the pride of West End London, she's a part of history there.
Thank you all very much. It's really a noble gesture on your part. Sit there in the rain. If I was B.J. Thomas, you'd have been throwing bricks at me here. Raindrops falling on my head, get it? We'd like to close off our part of the program here, and we're going to have a water buffalo come out on stage next and do some work songs. Settle down. Ready, Pete? This is a little ditty, written in West Tampa by a fellow named Jeff Espina. Was a big fine day up in Big Ann Hill when everything began to pop. Abyssinian desert monkey ran amok and bit a motorcycle cop. People all around they shouted and squalled, but they could not make him stop. And he bit two children and a pregnant lady and a motorcycle cop. Now we sing the Abyssinian desert monkey rag, Lord, Lord. He bit a woman. Now we sing the Abyssinian desert monkey rag, Lord, Lord.